The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on March 7, 2017, along with Ron McDonald. Boy, this is an experience having you 2 days in a row.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the...
read it exactly. Rising from inner-city Detroit poverty to Yale, the University of Michigan Medical School, and director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins is no small feat. Why is that no small feat? Because he had to work hard. He had no more advantage than any other black inner-city youth in Detroit. But he had a vision, he had a dream, and he worked for it. You make public housing sound like it's a right. This was just a respite to house blacks in the inner cities, to give them shelter, to give them food to survive, to take the time to better their own lives. Don't you get this, Stephen? God, when you try to meld your socialistic vision and try to form that in politics of today and come up with stuff like this, it's unnerving to me. It's more than unnerving. It shows me that you got some stinking thinking, my friend, that you need to purge, okay? You really need to purge it. The Black Lives Matter thing, you know, are cops out there, are they bullies? Have they killed a lot of white people too? You better damn believe it. And in this authoritative police state, I get it. I understand it. There's been as many whites that have been victim at the hands of the bully boys with the badges as has been on blacks. Now, some will argue disproportionment. Well, what's happening in the inner cities? Take a look at Chicago. Hey, a drug deal goes bad. You didn't get enough profit. You've been dissed. Just pull out a gun and shoot somebody. Really? Where is it that the individual takes the responsibility for their own lives? Why don't you ask Dr. I almost said axe. Why don't you ask Dr. Carson here about his foray from low-income Detroit, Michigan, to the director of Johns Hopkins University? Why don't you ask him how that was done? I can think of no better person. I was hoping that maybe Trump would throw him at the VA, but housing and urban development with a message that, look, we're going to change some things. We're going to bring some jobs. But you got to start taking responsibility for your own lives. You can't keep laying the blame off on everybody else.
Yeah, well, you actually have said it. I grew up in a very poor neighborhood, and many young black men became very successful in that neighborhood. It's because they wanted to. They wanted to strive in school. And they had a lot going against them at that time. I remember one kid that didn't get into the university of choice, and I think it had more to do with a racial thing, actually killed himself, committed suicide. But that was out of the norm. But yeah. Many have succeeded. Many of the people I went to school with succeeded.
Well, and Ron, we weren't rolling in the big bucks when I was a kid. I mean, absolutely. My mother was making $50 a week. And I had a friend, I've told the story on air before, Richard Sherman. I was in the fifth grade. There were no one. I think he was the only black kid in that class. And it was probably a class of maybe 30. Mm-hmm. And I was a struggling kid. This guy came over to my house to help me with my homework. I'd go over to his house, and I knew he was in worse. At least in our house, we had lampshades on our lamps. He walked into his house, there were bare bulbs in the ceiling. You know?
I know that.
You know, so, you know, we weren't exactly living the life of Riley, so to speak. All right, let's go back to the phones because dear people have been holding forever. Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris.
Well, good afternoon there, Ron and John.
Hi.
It occurs to me, going back to the front of your conversation when you opened the hour, you were talking about the left, extreme left, in fact, is going after the Trump administration. I liken them very closely to what we know as piranhas and sharks. When they smell blood in the water and they get a taste of it, they get into a feeding frenzy, which is where they've whipped themselves now by the getting rid of plan right away. I personally think that Trump showed what they manifested as weakness in their eyes by kowtowing and condescending to their wishes of dispatching plan without qualification and basically kowtowing and conceding to them. And they perceive this as an express sign of weakness, smell blood in the water, and now they're going in for the kill, trying to get him to withdraw and resign and trying to get everybody concessions to do the same thing. And it seems like the people that actually have some credibility, this is a complete rebuttal of what the wishes of the country were. We all saw the color of the map with the gargantuan representation of the will of the people turning the whole continent red, virtually, with except for the few snippets of blue, and many of those, of course, were from the perversion of the so-called election selection process by the tampering with votes and fixing with the voting counts perpetrated by the Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and other associates, manipulations, and, of course, the migrants and their multiple voting patterns around different areas, which absolutely refuted the amount of people who were actually in opposition to the will of the American people to keep their culture, their norms, their ethics, their morals, and scruples, and to throw off the perversion and just the abject democracy of the Democrat Party, of what it's morphed into, at least. There used to be some middle-of-the-stream Democrats and some little left-of-center Republicans, but now there seems to be a wide, disparaging chasm between the two, the left and right. Of course, it's really just the left and right wings of the same dirty bird. So thank you very, very much.
Well, and you know what? This division, and look who's out there leading the divisionary charge.
Yeah.
You know,
Waters.
Obama himself. Obama himself. You know, I'm looking at this, and this is what they feed on. They feed on that division. You know, they were terribly disappointed and upset when Hillary, a little communist herself, was not elected president. They flipped out. And again, Chris, let me remind everybody of what I said. I repeated it twice. I will say it again. The Democrats are going to put their party back together starting from the bottom up once again. No matter what Trump kicks back to the states, you got governors that couldn't read a constitution if you put a gun to their heads. And you're going to have the legislatures run by the very same assets that some of the people cast out of the same mold, Chris, that you just talked about. The Pelosi's, the Boxers, you know, the Barry Sartoros of this world. All right, Chris, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. We'll get around to the little project that you did. And I didn't expect you to go to this length, but we'll get around to that in a few minutes. Abdul in Minnesota. Hello, Abdul.
Good evening, John. And
Hi.
First, I would like to start off by saying Assets is a wonderful saying. I think I'm going to make that as a hat or a t-shirt for
Asshat. It's better than saying ass, H-O-L-E.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Secondly, I want to speak to your point about Ben Carson and the beauty of the Trump administration and him being in office and Trump picking him for HUD of anything. First of all, Trump is using him as a shining example for the black community to strive for. President Obama was a fake. Okay, that's not what black folks should strive for. Okay, and also to history, people must understand that history is written by those who want to control it.
That's right.
Thus, control you when you get institutionalized in these institutions we call school and secondary education. So, with that being said, black folks especially should know their story, not his story. And once we know our story, we would know that blacks have been here for centuries, along with the natives, along with other Caucasians and Vikings and other people. That's the real story.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, Abdul, and I have to ask you this question. You're in Minnesota. You're in a socialist state of America. I'm sorry, and I apologize to the good people in Minnesota. But, man, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't miss you if your state was sold off to Canada, because you're a socialistic little state. Anybody that can put up an ex-comedian as a senator of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, Abdul, I got to ask you this question. You're a black man. How do you know these things, and why did you gravitate to a network such as this and myself?
Honestly, it's all about energy, man. To break it down simple and plain, those who have positive energy that reflects out in the world, and you don't know where it goes, it just goes. And those forces meet out somewhere. That's how. To break it down nice and simple.
Well, I appreciate that because, you know, I sometimes, and I don't wish to offend, and I don't want to be misunderstood, but somehow that you have the clarity of thought to bypass all the little traps and all the little mines that have been laid in your way. And you've developed into a very intelligent, well-spoken man that has his family, that sees things clearly for what they are. I wish that, you know, that you could give blood to everybody and impart some of this wisdom, if it's genetically possible, to pass it on, because we've got a problem here in this country, and we've got people that cannot or will not think for themselves, and when somebody does come along, and I'm in agreement with you. At first I thought, you know what, this guy being a neurosurgeon, knowing doctors, you know, the VA needs help, but I couldn't think of a better position this guy to be in, to go out amongst the people to speak about, look, you know, listen to my story. You know, somebody didn't hand me a certificate of non-achievement and make me the director of Johns Hopkins. That wasn't a fluke. Mm-hmm. That came through hard work. That came through learning. That came through experience. That came from, here's me, Ben Carson, as a kid, and here's me now as a full-grown, now retired neurosurgeon. How did I get here? Let me explain it to you. I couldn't think of a better pick.
Also, to that note, let's be honest with ourselves. Let's look at his story. Black Republicans back in the 1800s were doing great things. There are lots of them. People don't understand this.
Hold. Abdul, I can't let this go. Hold on one second. Let me take a three-minute break here. You're exactly right. Just hold on. I don't want to start something I can't finish here. Hold on.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Abdul, in the world today, when you mention Harlem, in most people's minds, they think, oh, ghetto. Back in the 20s and the 30s, high society, the white people, well-dressed, top-hatted, gowned individuals, would show up in Harlem to go to listen to jazz and some blues. You know, Harlem is equated now in people's minds, and here's part of the memory flush, that, oh, Harlem, it's this part of New York, it's run down, it's a ghetto. And you are exactly right. The inroads that were made by blacks that didn't accept the blackness of somehow that I'm subservient went on to do great things in this country. And then things started to turn. You know, we did, well, what did we do? Well, we got them in the trick box with the 14th Amendment and LBJ and the Great Society and all that other stuff. Rather than taking something that could be helped and nurtured to help grow, the only thing that we did was encapsulated, concentrated, and then the Democrat, little communist, little socialist come in to maintain their power, kept them under their thumb. And Donald Trump, here's a 70-year-old white guy that comes out, a billionaire, that comes out and makes a statement, all of a sudden blacks around the country are going, wait a minute, I think he's got something here.
You know, it's one word that sums up everything. And you talk about slavery and all that stuff. Yes, the most important thing that I've learned is that rape-tomania, a made-up term by Samuel Cartwright, a physician in the South who made up a term that basically was saying that he didn't understand why slaves would run when they would get lashing and stuff. Like, he thought that was a condition, right? So they put that in the manuals for these doctors and so-called scholars to read and believe and perpetuate that out there with these writings and whatnot. But that actual term is true to our state of mind in the United States of America. And that goes for everybody. We've been sold the illusion that we need government, or we need some poster boy to sit up on the hill and speak for us. Well, I'm sorry, line their own pockets and become rich and talk down to us little folks. And we sold that up. They sold us that illusion perfectly.
Yep.
And also our culture is dead. That's for everybody in America.
Yeah.
Just black folks.
Yeah. And you know, one time I got the funniest reaction from a guy that I was talking to that happened to be black. And I said, you don't even realize, you know, the whole taking into account your viewpoint on slavery. I said, you don't even realize that you've been double tapped. Somebody has shot you in the head twice. I said, it came around by way of supposedly the government coming to the aid and assistance of blacks. And you heard my statement, you know, and ripping apart Steve Lindman.
It's ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely. Abdul, I got to keep moving here. I thank you so much for your call.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Joe.
All right. You're welcome, sir. You know, what is it going to take? You know, what is it going to take to purge these people's minds? They have got to stop listening and start listening to their own heart. Start, you know, break away from this stuff.
One thing I didn't hear brought up, and I think it's a true statement, is that they're reinforced with the family values that you cannot compete in a white world as they're growing up. And I think that's a big letdown for any of them. So what do? You take advantage of the situation. And I think that's where many of them are.
Well, and disproportionately, are there a lot of blacks locked up in prison? Yeah. Proportionally, population-wise, yeah. But here again, you know, just because you're in the inner city and your options are limited, does that mean that you got to join a gang? As a substitute, literally, gang members will tell you this. The reason I'm a gang member is that's my family. Well, what was at home? What was there were no brothers, no sisters, there was no mother? And understand that 75% of the black households in this country do not have fathers. Well, you take a look at the welfare system. The reason why they keep raking in welfare is because she's a mother and she's got children to take care of, and she can't go out and get a full-time job. So, ergo, the government comes in to recharge your EBT cards and grant you welfare and, you know, whatever, payments, housing, whatever. You know, it's a trap. It is an absolute trap. And thank God Donald Trump come out and broke through that. And he said, look, school choice, get an education. We're going to get you some jobs. Stop the cycle of self-defeatism. Stop it. All right, let's take the break. Larry in Washington, I'll take your call when we get back, and then I want to get into Ron with some specific stuff to answer somebody that emailed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality, storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're back. Larry in Washington. Hello, Larry.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I got a question concerning the terms that are used. People say socialism, communism. Well, is not communism Judaism? Zionism?
Yeah, pretty much the roots of it, yes.
I mean, Karl Marx or Levy, whatever the hell his name was, his father was a rabbi, right?
Right.
Well, I'm sure he had rabbinical teaching. And is this not just a ploy to have this eternal war? Because I don't hate the Russians. I don't hate the Chinese.
Right. But I hate the antithesis of what these people bring to our country and our culture and our government. But here's the trick, Larry. I perfectly understand your point. It is the way you swing your sword in battle that's going to make the difference. Am I going to take 50 hacks and have only one be effective? Or am I going to sidestep the trap that's been set for me? And I don't identify it necessarily as being Jewish, because that brings on the motherload of anti-Semitic people out there. I just simply call it communism or socialism or whatever it is. And who's subscribing to this? And the inordinate amount of people, the numbers of the population inside this country that are practicing little socialist or communist without calling it Jew.
But I look at what happened in the, who financed, who ran the gulags in Russia until a certain point. Who owns all the stuff here in America that runs our lives? Why is it that, you know, it's so hard? You could, I know this is terrible. When Hitler found out just how much Germany had been screwed in the Treaty of Versailles because of Goebbels' group of people. And, I mean, it's the same group that does this to us, that runs the Federal Reserve.
Yeah. No, I look, Larry, I'm not going to disagree with you. And never will you hear these people say that, you know what? Yeah, it was the United Nations, and a good hand of our buddies over there in the little societies over in England that created Israel. But Hitler had a big part of that. Where did this financing come from for Israel? What he literally did in Germany is he told these Jewish bankers, he said, look, you're going to go, and go you must. And by the way, take your ill-gotten gains with you. That is what showed up in Israel. That was the start of Israel. That was the monetary, a lot of the monetary funding for the start of Israel. But you'll never hear them. They'll just keep repeating ad nauseum, oh, you know, the racist, the this, the that. You know, go back in the...
If I'm not mistaken, John, the island of Madagascar was discussed with the French until August of 44 about moving all of them down there.
Well, and it was either in Palestine or in northern Africa. And unfortunately...
That's why I'm saying they have used it, this whole belief in that one verse in Genesis to lead the whole Christian community into this bullshit, excuse me, BS, of Zionist Christians.
Okay, I might have put out a bad precedent last hour. Okay, Larry, I got your point, and I understand it. But understand that I've been around for quite some time, and I'm not going to spend the time to retell the story about Mama's Security of the South, okay? I'm not going to burn time up doing that. But again, understand who your enemy is, understand the battlefield conditions, understand the strength and the power of the enemy. And if you can deflect their sword swing at you, take a sidestep and keep moving forward, the eventual, not just winning a battle, but winning the war. We've got to be smarter about it. Because these people, what they propose and who they are, how anti-cultural they are, how anti-Christian they are, all of those things. We just keep moving forward in this country, get back to the state and federal constitutions and its real intent. And by the way, the big one is take their money, their real power from them by instituting an honest money system in this country again. And I probably never have to use the term Jew or Zionist again. You understand what I'm saying, Larry?
Believe me, pick your battle.
I plan on winning the war. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it very much. Thanks, Larry. You know, we keep going over the same old ground again without modifying our approach. And I don't, Ron, I don't know how to aptly express this better than what I just did, but it's important.
Well, if this nation is going to change, it's not up to the leaders to change it. It's up to the people to become knowledgeable about what causes change, you know, the historical facts that are empowered in case law and in law. You know, we're not taught law. And you have to ask yourself, why aren't we taught law? It's because an ignorant populace is a controlled populace. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's why on this paper, there's one point in there that should stun you, should absolutely stun you about the Bill of Rights.
Okay, and let me go through this because I've been teasing about this now for 2 days, and we got 20 minutes left in the program. I was sent an email The guy says, I was overjoyed to have you back on the airwaves after your bout of illness. Welcome back. However, you made one mistake in a passing comment on air that has become somewhat more common of late among some groups, but is nonetheless a misrepresentation of fact. You indicated that the proper title of the Constitution is for the United States as opposed to of the United States, and further indicated that of America is a reference to a different entity than just the United States, absent of America. This is all nonsense. Someone has gravely led you astray. The reference at the end of the preamble to the Constitution indicating this Constitution for the United States of America is not a title at all, but rather only a description of the document itself. As is evident from the various drafts and printings, the Constitution is absent any title whatsoever. This nation's founders actually referred to it as the Constitution or even simply the document. However, that Constitution is described in the preamble as being for the United States of America because it was at that time only proposed, not ratified by the several states, and not adopted. It was intended for the United States, but not yet the governing document of the United States. Now, quite obviously, upon ratification and adoption, the valid reference for that Constitution is no longer for, but rather then becomes of the United States of America. They are not referencing two different documents, but rather only indicating the operable status of one of but one single document. Furthermore, there is no evidence whatsoever supporting the claim of distinction between the United States of America and the United States, the latter only being an obvious shorthand reference and not indicating some sort of clandestine second secretive government. This country has not been subverted by a secret government validating itself by a series of clandestine documents and incorporations, but rather has been subverted by the recognized documents and terms of government being systematically subverted and corrupted by both corrupt and fallible men in a legal system based on an ever-expanding judicial precedent. RBN's persistence in promoting such unfounded nonsense sends the audience down rabbit holes to nowhere, both misinforming them and uneducating them while doing a grave disservice to the country in its time of need. I would be overjoyed for the country and RBN as well if you were to engage a fresh dialogue involving the open discussion and thorough examination of these similar claims, and do so by involving persons outside the sovereign citizen slash freeman echo chamber. I think you will find your audience growing exponentially as a result of such enlightened exchanges, as they are far more interesting than the repetitive sermons that offer no valid solutions given to a symbolist choir. Sincerely, a guy from Pennsylvania. Now, Ron.
Yes.
You responded to this.
Yes. If you don't mind reading that, I'd appreciate that.
Oh, you want me to?
Yeah, I like your voice.
Do you like my? Now I'm going to have to go back to my inbox here, hope it pops up, and where are you? Oh, yeah. Here you are. Response. John, see attachment. Oh, I'm going to have to download here. Hold on. Here we go. I got you. All right. John, I always attack at the foundation any existing law. I've learned a long time ago that if the foundation is unlawful, nothing lawful may be built atop. Follows will be my understanding of Tim's arguments. Then I will establish why his arguments are meaningless in the sight of historical fact. And this is the part, and you respond to this, I was overjoyed to have you back on the airway, blah, 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 blah. True, you indicated that the proper title of the Constitution is for the United States as opposed to of the United States, and further indicated that of America is a reference to a different entity than just the United States absent of America. Now, you put down your response to that gravely, defined as to a degree that gives cause for alarm. An example, the economy has suffered gravely. The word is too intense as it reference your statements during a particular show.
Now, you understand why I said that. I mean, gravely, what in this country is really gravely against the country boosting its economy and everything else.
Well, and the sentence you particularly responded to is the one that Tim said, that this is all nonsense. Someone has gravely led you astray. I don't think we led anybody astray.
No.
Now, you go into for the United States versus of the United States. Now, for the United States, you said, there are though there are many definitions for the word for, one definition for the word for is a function word to indicate purpose. If you had stated the Constitution for the United States, this would be stating that the Constitution's purpose is for the United States, such as a grant for studying, say, medicine. Explain that.
Well, it's just the use of the definition of for in that respect, as that he had raised that you said for the United States. Well, what does for really mean? For in that sense means, as you stated it, for the purpose of the United States. It's just clear. It's only for the purpose of the United States. And that's a true statement where you said that.
Okay. Of the United States, you say, the writer is correct in one respect. The proper name is the Constitution of the United States. The word of, in this perspective, would be expressing the relationship between a part and the whole. Hence, the Constitution would be part of the United States, but not equal to the United States, capital U, capital S. As an example, the sleeve of his coat. And you mentioned that yesterday.
Yesterday, yes.
Yeah. Now, before we go any further here, let me clarify some stuff. This sovereign citizen movement is not an echo chamber. If you take a look at the documents and any printings of any stories, how the United States was referenced, it was small u, small s for United States. It was not the capitalized version. And why is that important, Ron?
Because we're talking nouns and pronouns. The states were in uppercase because they were actual nouns, existing things. United was in a lower thing. It's basically like a pronoun or an adjective that reflects upon the word states. So everywhere in the Constitution, you'll see, for example, you'll see person capitalized in the Constitution. That meant a white man. When you saw it in lowercase, it meant a slave. But they didn't want to change it to slave. They wanted to keep that person in there because they knew in the future that there would be no more slaves. So person and person, capital or lowercase, meant basically the same after a while.
Well, and the United States of America, as I said before, it was small u, small s. Now, that is important. We had the 14th Amendment that rolled in after the replacement of the 13th Amendment that I mentioned last hour, that President Lincoln or President, Stein, this was in existence. The 13th Amendment was clearly spelled out, and we did have a 13th Amendment prior to the Civil War. And that 13th Amendment, that original 13th Amendment, simply stated that we can't have people with extra, influence. In other words, people not of nobility. The common folk out there, one of the masses that rises to be an elected representative, best elected to represent us, okay? Why this is important is there was a 13th Amendment that magically got replaced. After Reconstruction in this country started, we came up with a 14th Amendment. And what did that 14th Amendment do, Mr. McDonald?
Basically made property across the board of blacks, basically blacks at the time it was passed. But later on, it incorporated all whites or any nationality in it that was born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
Now, let's bring this up to a corollary of today. You know, there's an argument whether illegals in this country, if they birth a baby here, well, they're automatically, they get to stay. And not if you were here illegally. You know, this whole, and I'll call it the birther issue, but this thing has been, okay, well, you can't deport two illegals that came into this country illegally. okay, and then had a baby here. Well, if you're born on this soil, well, let's take that back to the slavery days. Were they importing children, or were slaves having their own children? Now, in today's world, if you were born inside the United States of America, guess what? You're a citizen thereof. But they redefined citizenship. This whole reconstruction was nothing but a Federalist wet dream with a cherry on top. Because this put more power, centralized power, in Washington, D.C., and they started acting as if they were Mac Daddy Dog and not the states. It was the states that created the federal government. So I take a particular, how should I say, I don't want to use the word aversion, but I find it difficult to swallow here that the sovereign citizen movement that's been banged on by the FBI, that was the first thing that jumped out at me here. Because we had the FBI going around schooling everybody that wore a badge in this country, that the sovereign citizen movement was nothing but a murderous band of 300,000 people that want to kill a cop in a New York second. I'm tired of being assigned to an agenda by somebody in government, dropping it, and then repeating the lie, and then going behind our backs to the guys of the red and blue light boys that are running on all our streets of America. And people went on, they don't understand why we have come to a police state. Well, we're deep in the administrative state, and it's a matter of policy. And Ron, to be fair about this, if I feel that one of these badge-wearing individuals did something illegal or unconstitutional, can I walk into any courtroom in this country and stand on my constitutional rights to fend off the administrative state?
No. Because we failed to have constitutional rights when we became under the New Deal and changed everything from our common law rights into the administrative process, Administrative Procedures Act. Now we're in commerce because that fell under the Commerce Clause.
And I wished I had time. There was an individual, and you had read this. I sent you a previous submission to me, and do you remember me sending that over? The guy thought he had the case, the end-all, be-all cases.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, well, quickly to the listener who sent that over, just quickly encapsulate. He thought that, wait a minute, there's a way to have our constitutional argument heard and get it into the proper venue.
Yeah, well, he did say that the Administrative Procedures Act was repealed basically by a district court judge, but he didn't read the case in its entirety. It was brought before the appellate court, and they said, no way can it. The proper means of filing for an agency to file a suit against an individual, and that individual has to respond to that agency and cannot bring it into a district court to start with.
So this wasn't a rebuke of the administrative act. This was just an admission that you put it before the wrong court and you need to
No, they said the court erred in telling them that the case could have been brought to the Superior Court of the state or whatever, you know, or the district court. Mm-hmm. And the thing was is that the process will always be the administrative agency will make an accusation. You have to respond to that accusation in the administrative process, and then your recourse is to go to the appellate court to have it reviewed. You don't get to argue the facts. You just get it reviewed. And that appellate court becomes a reviewing court.
And not really a court. What you would think of is present an argument, point out the flaw, the mistake that was made, and, oh, you're made whole. Have a nice day.
Right, right. Okay. I mean, there are other things you could file, you know, writ of prohibition or mandamus, if the court does something out of procedure. But that's rare.
All right. Well, I wanted to cover that. I'm glad you were able to come back and spend the time with me today. I really am, because today is a little bit clearer on the air, if we've noticed. And yeah. The reason that is I brought in an engineer. my old engineer, and he came in here for about 10, 15 minutes, and voila, but he unplugged half of our rack. It was sound processors that went kaflooey, that actually had burned up. So we've done tweaking on the board to make it sound as best we can on a worn-out Mackie board. And just to replace, in our Mackie board, we've got 20 channels on it. 15 channels are bad because these were not instruments. You know, it's got a life in the network of about 5 or 6 years because it is in constant 7-day-a-week mode, working mode. You know, these were designed for musicians and studios to craft and contour, sign, and do production of music. But you don't have somebody in working a board 24/7, 365 days a year. That's the application we use it for. Now, that's $1,150. The equipment that burned out today was probably another $700-$800. So that's around $2,000 of equipment that's either failed or getting ready to fail. And folks, and Ron, you pointed this out regularly, that I hate to ask this listening audience for money.
Yeah.
But I do from time to time because we really need it. And you are the last resort out there, folks. I don't do this because a couple of bills are piling up. Yeah, we need to send in money. I've said repeatedly that we were always struggling. The economy is improving a little bit better. You know, there's a little bit more in advertising that's loosening up. Not much. Because guess what? The economy is still not that great. I don't have to tell you, Mr. and Mrs. America. But there are times that we need funds and we need them badly. And when I do this, I don't do it because I just want to or I can. It's because we have to. So I'm going.
Well, let me give them a gem that makes it worth donating to this network. And it's in that paperwork. It's the Bill of Rights, and it's the Barron versus Baltimore case. I'm going to read what it said. The Bill of Rights applies only to the national government, not to the states. Between 1880 and 1924, the court rejected incorporation in 9 cases and stuck to the Barron versus Barron rule. This means that this case was an example of non-incorporation of the people of the states into the Constitution. You don't have anything that makes you subject to the Constitution. That's what it's saying right there.
And the Constitution itself for both federal and state was the guidelines and the thou shalt not list. And people have to understand that we already have the God-given rights. By being born in this country, we have a certain amount of freedom and liberty. Just by being born, one of God's children, if you will, being born in this country. And we wrote these documents out to be a limitation on the federal government and the state government, which they have thoroughly thrown out the window with the baby in the bathwater. Okay, look, folks, again, we need some funds and we need them fast. Please, you can call the network 800-724-2719, hit extension 3, you'll be talking to Sammy here, or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button, do it by way of PayPal, and you can use any credit card up there. It does not discriminate. And we need your funds, and we need them now, folks. We're going to slug our way through this to the eventual end of freedom and liberty, or they're going to hang us all, one way or another. Ron McDonald, thank you for coming back today and spending the time with us.
As usual, a pleasure, Tom.
Thank you, sir. And we will see you tomorrow, folks.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent.